Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On high702.5fm.com.
I'm on some old school shit for y'all. 24 years ago shit. When we was young niggas.
It's the second time around.
24 years ago, we was at the club, elbowing niggas. Talking about fuck them other niggas.
Fuck them. We gon' rock this motherfucker. You
think for sure, baby.
We okay.
For sure, baby.
For sure, you cocksucking sons of bitches. Yeah.
State your name, gangster.
Like that?
Big Snoop Dogg.
All right. One representing
West Coast.
West Coast.
Hold it down. Please believe me. Enough said then, nigga.
Hold on. Let's make this official. Shine your boots and load your pistols. Pull out your
credentials. Okay.
Cause this be the official.
For the fictitious.
Doggy dog and big swizzle. Nigga blow the whistle. Smoking on some Bombay. The secondhand smoke will get you. Hit you.
And make you all get the picture.
Dig this. When was the last time you see me? Posted up, west coasted up and sippin' on some Remy. Believe me,
it ain't easy being busy
with these jealous rap niggas and these punk ass freezers. Man, I couldn't remember what they told me when I first came in the game.
Things didn't change.
Call it what you wanna, keep the heat up on the east.
West side, Las Vegas.
Spinning like a toner, banging on the corner.
Like a soda.
Best of back up off of you. Put this rap up on you.
State your name, youngster.
Young one.
Where you representing?
ATL, shawty.
You gon' hold it down?
Damn right.
Well, enough said then.
It's up, man, nigga.
Let's go.
Shout it, pop it out. Acting like you got a lot with all that fake ice on his watch. This nigga wanna get got. Coming to my city with all that hot shit in his fake ass clip. I'ma put some men in buses, wig him on some thugged out shit. You better be strapped, boy. Hey, look at that boy. Hey, boy, I'ma break your back, boy. With a bat, boy. Where you at, boy? Hold up, I'm cold hearted. Damn right, I get retarded. I'm a youngin' and down here, bitch, I'm the hardest. You can boot, hide, and talk that shit. I'ma stay low, keep it real, and slowly come up. But when I bite, hoes don't feel that there. It's real down here. Watch your mouth, boy, you might get killed down here. I'm a ride or die, nigga, put something in your eye, nigga. Get beside yourself, it's bye-bye, nigga. When it come to clock, cockin' and top poppin'. I'm the first to hit the block and go to war with the cops, fuck, nigga.
State your name, gangsta Scarface. Where you represent?
Motherfuckin' self.
You gonna hold it down? Got enough said, then, nigga.
High hoes, claw face, and dog. Women the streets, you're in law. Being terror with this Beretta, I clutch in my paw. I'm scared, motherfucker, straight with my guerrilla tactics. Guaranteed my enemy die. It's a worldwide army alert for all soldiers. Even your rough ride,
ride, bumper, roll over.
It's a sick nigga. So down on your knees, cause I'm sick of the disrespect. If you don't disrespect me, nigga, I'm the one these niggas call on.
When negotiations are halted, and the time's up for the beating up the bosses.
Make them an offer that they can't refuse. They don't comply when I walk out, they stack these fools. I guess these niggas think they can't be moved. Realize they don't stand niggas like they think they do. You fuck with me, I got to fuck with you. World War III, motherfucker, I thought you knew.
State your name, gangster.
Jaded Kiss, nigga.
Who you representing?
East Coast, dog.
Hold it down.
Why wouldn't I?
Enough said then, nigga.
Let's go. Come on.
If you fucking with the Kiss, you ain't gonna breathe. Only time I lick in the air is New Year's Eve. Sonny from Bronx Tale, you can't leave. Get kissed on your cheek when you're meant to die. It's when the guns start popping and my temperature rise. You know my style.
20 niggas with 40 cows.
Good morning.
Hollering shorty wow.
B.I.C. Kidnoy.
Never left the
game. Ladies.
On a money route. I run through the industry looking for enemies. He's shot in your eyes and mouth. Can't see, can't talk.
Girl, take that. You gotta give her a joke from cocktail.
And the fuck with the feds, dog. And I'll push the prowler to
some motherfucking ice cream.
Like the East Coast on my back.
How many times must I tell you, motherfucker? Yeah, we in the street, nigga.
We in the streets, nigga.
They motherfucking rock riders forever. Hey, yeah, now what?
Ride or die.
Can't spell
who talk shit. West Coast, hey, you want it? Dirty South,
you started,
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Sug, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha, the great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two techs up. Rest in peace to Nipsey.
Nip!
I got on that blue, and it's Crips Fuck Subu.
Stupid ass boy.
Oh, shit. I cracked myself up. Nah, what's going on?
Man, we got some coaches retired. We got some coaches moving around. We got motherfuckers fired. We got the playoffs, Pro Bowl selections,
and some other shit.
And a whole bunch of shit that we got to get caught up on. We ain't going to be able to talk about all this shit, but we going to talk about the important stuff. First, my coach.
That nigga said, I'm a hoe.
My coach. Nick Saban. He retires. I ain't mad at that.
That nigga said, listen, it's too much. It's NILs and niggas leaving in portals. I'm out of here before I be losing all the fucking time.
Bruh.
That's what he said. I ain't mad at him. He's like,
he said he can't do this grind no more. What y'all don't blame him?
I feel him. It's a different grind now.
It is.
Because the kids, they going in the portal. They changing their mind in the portal.
I don't want you to be my, you ain't my real daddy.
I would, if I'm a coach, who said it? One of the coaches, I think it was Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly said, he said that they need to get a different organization for how this shit works. But since it's new, there's going to be some kinks. It's happening. We'll get it straight in a few years, maybe.
NCAA doing that shit on purpose, bro.
That could be true, too. Because they like, fuck that shit. Y'all making us pay these motherfuckers. We finna just let them do what the fuck they want to do.
Right.
So, I feel him for retiring. He's great. He was great. Probably, arguably, the greatest college coach of all time.
D.
But, take your bitch ass home. And Alabama is gone, too.
No, we not.
Did y'all hire a coach yet? No?
We got one.
Who, Deion Sanders?
Nah, he's staying. He's staying in Colorado.
He couldn't leave anyway. His son wouldn't be able to leave.
Let's go over your boy accolades real quick.
Let's look at his accolades.
292-71-1 in 28 seasons as a head coach.
And he'd have won, what, 8 more games? He'd have had the tie for the record or the record, right?
Yep.
He should have just stayed for 8 more games.
Championships in Alabama, 09, 11, 12, 15, 17, and 2020. He also got one at LSU.
Six? He got six of them things?
Six in Alabama, 7 total.
Damn. He like Bill Belichick.
Right. 12 SEC titles, 19 bowl wins, 9-4 against AP number one opponents. 5 more than any other coach or any other team.
Any other college coach?
5 more, yeah.
That's great.
That damn 30 for 30 gonna be lit.
I hope they get the juicy shit in there. Like,
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I choke the safety out. Yeah, make a tackle, motherfucker.
You gonna walk back to Tuscaloosa?
Right.
But
oh, that's funny.
Shout out to Nick Saban.
Shout out.
I think he said this year was his hardest year, and I kind of believe it because I didn't think when we first started, I said Bama ain't gonna be good this year. Mm-hmm. For them to get to the CFP, I was like CFB. CFP, is it right? CFP?
Playoff.
I think that was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they did. I mean, because they started off rocky.
Right.
So, yeah.
They lost to fucking Texas. Texas beat Alabama and Alabama.
In Alabama.
Then Milrow got benched. Yep. Everybody else was worse than he was, so put him back in.
That's fucked up when that
happens. Came back, let me know. All the way down. Auburn had us whooping 31.
Yeah, that was some lucky shit.
But then we beat Georgia.
Sometimes you need luck to be good. And then y'all beat Georgia, which was – that was impressive to me.
Yeah.
Because nobody thought that them niggas ain't lost a game in a while.
Tell me. I was like, we ain't going to take that team we played against Auburn, we ain't going to take that team to Georgia. We know what Georgia got.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And
sometimes that happens. You play down to your –
coaches know other coaches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They brought it, though. But shout out to Michigan. National champs. They beat Washington.
Shout out to Michigan.
They actually beat Washington ass.
Yeah, shout out to the motherfucking Wolverines.
Shout out to the Wolverines, Harbaugh. He might be coming to the NFL. We're going to get into that later.
Good game.
What is his name? DeBoer. He used to coach for Alabama, the University of Washington coach. That's who Alabama has picked up as their new head coach.
Oh, really?
Yes. They signed him yesterday. I thought it was going to be – I kind of figured it wouldn't be Lane Kiffin. Because the way he left the last time he was there.
Yeah, fuck
Lane. After he got fired.
Nah, y'all don't need to go back to the.
Nah, he was already a coach there. Yeah. Then you know Sarkisian was there, but Sarkisian got that oil money in Texas. He ain't going no fucking where. Plus, he's in the SEC already.
Right, I wouldn't go nowhere.
Right,
we got more money.
Dan Lanning from Oregon, he's staying. That's that Nike money up there. Right. You ain't leaving that. So he's the only one left. Well, Dabo, me myself, I thought we were gonna Dabo. Get Dabo, because Dabo went to Alabama. But that $90 million buyout, like, bro, stay your ass over there in Clemson, bro.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Like, man, we ain't paying the $90.
Just for you to go over there?
You better pay something.
You ain't even gonna make that much at Alabama. Not $90 million unless you winning some championships. Shit.
Like, right. Y'all niggas ain't.
You want a house next to Nick Saban? Shout out to Nick Saban. We got some more coaches. Bill Belichick. I need your thoughts on Bill Belichick. Not, I guess you can say he's fired. They part ways, what they want to call it.
Mutually. But that means, that basically means, look, we're going to fire you, or we can say it this way, so we all look good. You don't look so bad, because you did win us a lot. So it's mutually part ways, because at the interview, like I said, he was like, oh, I'm willing to talk about whatever we need to do to get forward. I thought that meant, okay, we're going to, you can't be the GM, but you can still be the coach. Probably, that's probably what they told him. And he said, nah, fuck that. And then they said, okay, well, we're going to mutually part ways. It ain't even no conversation. This is what it is. It's either this or that. And he was like, nah, fuck that. So they probably was like, mutually part ways. But I figured that this was happening. Well, they reported it. One of the reporters reported it a while ago. And I figured it's never been, even though they just signed him, which is crazy, right? They just signed him to something this year or last year. I thought that it was time. He's done. His voice is probably old there. The talent looked crazy. The talent been looking crazy since Tom Brady's left. The first year they lost in the playoffs, they had a good record, but they just lost. They wasn't a good team. They didn't have the talent. So I thought it was time for Bill to go somewhere else. He looked like he still wanted to coach, but he might need to sit his ass down because he's older. He old enough to be the player's granddaddy. And I think it's a disconnect right there.
71, yeah, 72, like, some shit like that.
Ski, get this shit out of here. Motherfucking chili peppers or something. Y'all playing ski, get the fuck out of here.
Skitty.
So, great. He was great. One of arguably the greatest coach, greatest NFL coach of all time. And he did his thing. Nothing lasts forever. Nigga had 24 years. And there ain't too many coaches that had 24 years. It's only a couple. The Steelers coach. The first one.
Yeah.
That nigga name is, I can't remember. Chuck Noll, some shit.
Chuck Noll.
What is the Dallas Cowboys coach? He was there for
Landry.
Years too. Yeah. There's only a couple niggas get 20 something years. So he had a successful lot of time. Success. He won the most Super Bowls. His team got the most or tied for the most, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And he did great. But it's time to move on, nigga. Take your ass and go work with a young nigga. Let a young nigga be the head coach and you be the defensive coordinator.
24 years as a head coach in New England. 6 Super Bowl wins, 9-time AFC champion, 17 AFC East titles, 31 playoff wins.
That got to be the most, right?
That is the most.
That got to be the most.
Yeah. And they have a coach already in Gerard Mayo. A black man, y'all.
And his wife
is in Boston.
And his wife is a black woman.
Hey!
And she find it in her mother. Goddamn. Shout out to the niggas that get black women. Y'all are the real MVP.
Mayo played in New England and won a ring.
He was born in New England?
No, he played. Oh. He went to Tennessee.
About to say.
Not mad. He was a beast.
Yeah,
I ain't even gonna front. Mayo was a beast when he was there.
They must have had him in mind already.
Actually, the deal is, they had it in the contract, in Mayo's contract last year, that he would be the predecessor of the person that's not going to be the coach when they go away.
Okay.
That's why they had to go through no hiring, nothing like that. It was in his contract that when it was a position open as head coach, he was going to slide in there.
Well, that's a good thing. And they circumvented the Rooney Rule because he is a black man already.
True.
So it's like, okay, we ain't have to interview nobody. We already got a black man.
We know what we want.
Good job. Sometimes you got to circumvent rules.
Why go through that? It's like, it's other teams out there that fire their coaches that's going, knowing good and damn well you're not going to hire these dudes, but you're going to interview them anyway because of Rooney Rule. Like, why are you going to interview them?
Yeah.
Why let me go through that when you know you ain't going to hire me, or you got your person in mind already?
Right.
Well, I got to go through the...
They made it like that because of racism, right? But
we understand.
I get what you're saying, because you like, it's still for show. It still ain't making nobody hire nobody. We just gonna interview this motherfucker and then not hire him.
You know you ain't gonna interview me. Yeah, you know exactly. You ain't gonna hire me.
So yeah, I feel you. What you're saying is you're right. It's for show.
But I want to go by the rules.
Right. Some rules just be dumb, and then some rules if they don't want to abide by them, they just gonna circumvent them like they did the Rooney Rule.
Of course.
So
it's a way around all the rules.
Shout out to
New England
for hiring a black coach. Shout out to Belichick for winning 6 Super Bowls and doing everything he did. A lot of, I'll be talking shit because I'm a shit talker. Like, a lot of players didn't say they like playing for him, but he was a winner and he made them motherfuckers winners. And without him, them motherfuckers wouldn't be winners. Tom Brady, Gronk, all of them, everybody who won with him. So shout out to Bill Belichick for that. We appreciate you. We see your greatness. Now go sit your ass down. If I was you, is he married?
Yeah.
Oh, because I about to tell
him. Actually, his two sons are on New England staff.
I'm about to tell him go get some young hoes. But he married, so stay with your wife. And go look at the young hoes while you sharing at them with your wife.
He trying to coach again, bro.
I know, but he needs to take a break.
He was like...
like Neil Carter.
Like, if he take a break now, he might not get picked up, though. If you don't get one.
Oh, I think he's like the Tom Brady. I think somebody always will want that type of caliber of coach. But I think he need to take a break just for his own mental health. Like, you know what? Let me take a year off. Go travel. Go to Bora Bora.
Are you going to get a...
Somebody going to get fired next year, nigga.
Okay. But you got like 17 right now.
That's true.
Truthfully, because it's what? Because who got fired? Because Washington fired Riverboat, Tennessee fired Ray Brewer, Chargers fired old boy a long time ago. Yep. The Raiders, do the right thing. Hire your boy, hire Pierce. Yep. Atlanta, that's who they talking about. I don't know. I don't see him going to Atlanta.
Though. I don't see.
Maybe the Saints.
I can see the Saints.
Chicago keeping their head coach. I don't know why.
Because they.
And Philly. Country. I guess kind of up in the air. I guess you can't.
Hey, if Philly coach get fired, I don't like that shit, but.
Even if, let's be honest, Mike McCarthy fuck around and fuck up tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Jerry and Bill ain't going to get
along. I don't think Jerry going to. You 12-5 3 years in a row.
But Jerry and Bill.
But you can't get over that hump, though.
Bill would be like, Jerry, sit down.
Ain't nobody coming over there. If you sit your ass down, stay in the box. Don't text me.
Don't talk to the players, nigga. Just stay your ass.
Stop doing interviews and shit.
All you do is write the check. Well, that's crazy to tell the owner. Hey, listen.
Man, I've been doing this shit for 30 years. Nigga, fuck you.
That's a real nigga to tell the owner that, hey, all you do. That's what Dame told them nigga Leo. Hey, just cut the checks. Don't give them no fucking Def Jam coaches. Ain't no Def Jam tour.
That shit.
I love it. A real nigga got to say the real shit. But I don't believe Jerry's going to fire McCarthy because he's the type of coach that Jerry looks like staff.
Yeah.
So, even if he loses again, if they play us, then he probably will.
I think we're going to beat y'all.
Same shit. It's going to be like,
I think we're going to beat y'all.
We're going to get Dak a better name, like a man name, and then he won't be a girl no more. He won't be Dakota. He'll be Dak.
That's terrible.
Daniel or some shit.
That's terrible, but okay.
But shout out to Bill Belichick. He did a great
job. Shout out to Bill. Shout out to Gerard Mayo for getting that head coaching job.
Shout out to his wife.
We're going to see what they're going to do up
y'all
there.
Y'all Google his wife.
Because he got to pick his squad now. Pick his other coaches and stuff, which is good.
And a GM, right?
Got to pick a GM, too.
Yep. See, I think they should hire the GM with him, though. That might be an issue. The GM and him got to be on the same page. Or have him there when the GM is hired so they can
He's probably going to be in on it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
If they need to do it otherwise, I don't know. And give them some time. Don't be trying to fire him after a year.
Right.
That'd be the bullshit.
Ain't gonna be Belichick. For sure. So chill out.
Right. Give him at least 2-3 years to get his players in, the system, the coaches, all that shit. Y'all be trying to. This win now shit is crazy. There'll be too much pressure on niggas.
They want everything right now.
Exactly. Like, that shit don't happen like
Shout
that.
Shout out to Coach Belichick. We're gonna move on to another coach, Pete Carroll. Out as Seahawks head coach, and he's gonna become an advisor for the team.
I wonder what happened with that.
He said he really tried to keep his job. He went into the, they talked. He's like, I really want to coach. He's just one of them, like, got old school, get Pete. Mm-hmm. Kind of old school.
He is older, but he got a lot of good energy.
But I ain't getting rid of him totally. He an advisor for the team still. But is that a downgrade? Yeah, or are you above the coach? Are you equal to the GM?
It's a downgrade because he wanted to coach.
Right.
But I feel like, Pete, if you really want to coach, you can find a coaching job outside of Seattle. I'm sure there's some people who need some coaching shit. Go coach go look for San Diego. Go look for Atlanta. Go look for Saints.
Right.
If you really want to coach. That's my thing. So if you really want to coach, why did you take the consultant position and just say, okay, if y'all don't want me here, cool. I can't make y'all keep me, but I'm going to go somewhere and coach. That's what I think. And he's 71 or something like that. But
71.
But he looked great. He got better energy than any of the other niggas on other coaches on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I like him as a coach. I don't know why Seattle got rid of him. I don't know.
They ain't made the playoffs.
I know, but they was.
They were there.
They was there, and they ain't really got no quarterback, you know? It's hard. When you ain't got a quarterback, it's hard.
Geno? You don't like freaking Geno?
Geno is not a quarterback. Geno's not a quarterback. Like, I ain't mad at Geno because I'm not kicking his back, and he's just not somebody who's going to keep a coach.
He ain't going to win you a Super Bowl, is what you saying.
He ain't going. He will get a coach fired.
Geno? I mean.
Yes. He the type of quarterback like Atlanta got, like too light skinned. Like Atlanta got, like the Panthers got.
Fucking light on.
Like, there's a bunch of teams who get the Titans got. There's a bunch of teams who get a Colts fired.
That's
what I mean. And then it's
just like Vrabel.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is Geno Smith is that. Geno Smith is that. That's what I think. So I don't know if it's Pete Carroll's fault, but the coaches get the coaches. He's been there too long. He was there for years, right? Teens.
He's been there like 17 years, I think. Yeah.
Sometimes it's time to hear a new voice. Hey, we out of here.
Got a Super Bowl out of it. Got an MVP out of it.
Yeah, he did some shit.
Legend of Boom.
He wanted three coaches. He wanted a championship in college and in the NFL.
Yeah.
So. And the one of them cheated. He used the other one in this shit team to win in the NFL.
You had to get the ball to Marshawn. You had it too. They probably wouldn't have fired your ass.
They should have. Hey, but I heard they had a Legion of Boom reunion after that, and Russell Wilson showed up, and him and Sherman had problems, and Sherman they chopped it up and got past their shit.
Yeah,
but Russell Wilson was on some bullshit. I heard, man, like he niggas can't talk to him.
Don't call me.
Niggas can't.
Don't touch me.
Don't look at him. I'm like, what kind of
don't Michael look into Jackson. My eyes when you talk to me.
He was wilding. Russell, stop that.
Who the hell you think you is? All
right, this is what
Sierra.
We got to say this to Russell because I don't understand none of that shit, bro. To be a quarterback, you got to ingratiate yourself with your teammates. They got to look at you like one of the guys. You doing that shit you doing makes you look like you think you better than everybody.
He went Hollywood pretty fast.
Nigga, that's more than Hollywood. That's like upper Hollywood. That's like the Hollywood we don't know about.
That's
like Hollywood.
Soho.
That's like the Hollywood and T.D. Jakes was in.
Stupid.
That's like that inner circle Hollywood. Stop that shit, Russell. Go ingratiate yourself with the guys. You both be one of them. You want them niggas to block for you and they can't call you? Nigga, I wouldn't block for your ass either.
And fast forward, live with your ass at.
Hey.
You ain't even got a team right
and
now.
And I thought they did you wrong.
They did it wrong. But let's still, be honest about that shit. They did it wrong.
I think they did you wrong, but still, you was over there. If you was acting like that, then you need to sit down. What his name is, the white boy.
Who?
The coach that cussed him out.
Payton?
Yeah, Sean Payton. That's why Sean Payton.
I'd have fought that nigga right there, bro. Who you think you talk to? Who the fuck you think you talk to?
Light skin and Hollywood.
This ain't the motherfucking Saints, bro.
But yeah, Russell, stop that shit, man. Go ingratiate yourself with the team. You ain't better than nobody on the team. Let them niggas call you and text you if they need something.
I think he kind of got it. Nah, because he ain't even got a team. Remember?
What you mean?
He ain't. Denver don't want him.
So what do you think he going to the Raiders? The Steelers?
I think. Or the Steelers said they want him. I mean, it's rumors about the Steelers.
I heard that.
I think the Raiders should get him. I think they should.
I think if the Raiders can't get.
But I don't know how much they got to pay this motherfucker, though.
Oh, yeah. The Raiders. I talked to the Raider homeboys. them niggas say they the consultant. They said they get him at a league veteran minimum, not that shit he getting paid, because then it ain't worth it. And I agree with them.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, you're going to get however much millions you're making, $45 million, $50 million. No, nigga, no. But if you get the veteran minimum, they cool. But I think the Raiders should go after. I don't think Russell Wilson would be good with the Raiders. But
it helped, I think he will.
Help the Ricky get some fucking experience.
Get the right coach first before you go get somebody else.
That's true.
If you're going to go get Harbaugh, go get him. If you're going to put Pearson on the team, put it out there. Stop waiting.
They said it's a two. I've seen a report that it's a two-horse race.
Why?
Pierce and Harbaugh.
Why?
I agree. It makes me feel, if I was Pierce, like, you on some bullshit, Mark.
Tom Brady.
You over there on some bullshit.
Tom Brady. Snap him upside the back of the head.
You over there looking like Donald Trump's son.
Right. Like, come on, man. You got a boost from the team. These dudes like smoking cigars after one game after your boy left, and he got their back already.
And hire him. His back, right. So hire him. Give him a 3-4 year contract.
I see the Raiders doing the wrong thing. I see it, bro.
I mean, they did it.
If you ain't did it yet, why haven't you done it yet?
I agree. I ain't argue that. I agree. I think AP should have got the job.
I understand Harbaugh. I understand that. But you got somebody in-house, just like New England. You got somebody in-house that the people already know they ain't got to relearn.
Right.
Go out there and coach. Go out there and win. How hard is that?
Let him get his people, too, so it could be on him, not old people from the old regime. Yeah, I agree with that. Raiders, Mark Davis, stop it, man. You got the X's right.
Got to call
Get the Raiders right.
What up, caller?
What's up, brother?
What's going on?
How you doing, my guy?
Good, boy.
Cooling. I had to check in with you. I hear y'all up here spewing this terrible shit on the radio. I apologize.
Spewing? Terrible? What you got, boy?
I hear y'all talk about that, but I really don't care about that. What y'all think about this weather in Kansas City? How they moved the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Bills game to Monday, but they still got this thing going on Saturday night.
You know what it is. They want Kansas City to run it.
They must want Patrick in the Super Bowl.
They want Patrick in the Super Bowl again.
But I need Miami to show up and win this shit. I bet a nigga. Shout out to the nigga I bet.
Stupid.
I ain't even gonna say your name, nigga. But I think they need to move that shit, bro. They need to move that shit.
Yeah.
That shit look crazy. That shit say it's like negative 9 degrees, a foot of snow, 65
minus 20. They doing Miami wrong, and you know how they do.
Hey, Miami, y'all got to be some real niggas. Go out there and beat their ass in the cold and then tell them that's
if it's like that, like the weather, and, you know, you can't throw the ball like supposedly. Kansas City already dropping the ball in regular weather.
Right. They can't catch either.
And I think Miami got a better running game.
They do.
They got a two-headed running back.
They do.
And they probably can get Kansas City to keep the defense on the field.
I agree. That should be the game plan.
Right.
Run, throw this shit to Tyreek.
Hey, I'm going to say have y'all, but I know still you have, man. We was up in Utah, man. You ever felt that ground at a cold?
Like a hockey game. Where you at, boy? You overseas now?
Thank you. Back in the town, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, but I just had to tap in and show y'all some support, man. I love what y'all doing, man. Keep going up, brother.
Appreciate you, boy.
Yes, sir. Love you, boy.
Love you, too.
Love you, man.
Yo, yo.
Peace out. 702-551-5261. It's the phone number. Call in and holler at me.
Let us know what you think about that weather in Kansas City. If that shit is any weather that you should do anything in.
Belichick
getting mutually agreed.
Let's go back to Belichick.
Pete.
It was, you know, of course, on the talking heads on sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a back and forth thing about, is Belichick the GOAT right now?
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
I think if you look at all of the accolades of what makes you the greatest, I'm going to break down what greatest means because people got it confused. Best, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen. That means most talented. Greatest is Tom Brady. And that don't mean Tom Brady's more talented than Patrick Mahomes because he's not. He just, his career and his accolades are greater over the course of time. So greatest of all time is who had the best career. The best accolades, the best career. There's not a quarterback who had a better, who has more accolades than Tom Brady.
I would say
so. Tom Brady's the greatest. So in that case, Bill Belichick has an argument that's very, very strong to be called the greatest coach of all time.
Right. And I'm glad you said that because, like, as with Tom Brady, no, they, again, some of the talk we had some about sports, they were saying he's not the GOAT because he had a couple of things like Deflategate. And a couple other things, right?
Yeah.
And it's like Tom Brady was there when that shit happened too.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody so told that how come we can't hit Tom Brady in the head with it, but we got to hit Belichick in the head with it?
That's a fact.
If you're going to hit,
if you hitting them,
if you're going to throw it, hit both of them.
Yeah, that's true. They both hit.
See, but they say he's not the GOAT though.
See, I'm disagreeing with all. I argue this every day with fans who
fandoms
with fans who think, yeah, it's a lot of fandoms, but they think they cheated, and I'd be like, listen, bro, in football, first of all, that ball wasn't flat like y'all acting like it was. It was a little bit underflated. But they went out the next game.
Nigga, that shit was flat.
No, they went. It was a little bit underinflated, and they went out the next game with balls that the referees checked and blew the doors off the team that they played. So if you think that the ball made a difference, it didn't. What made a difference was the players. Let me tell you why I think about football, and then you tell you rebut what I'm saying. In football, and you played it, so you should understand. It don't matter if your whole team took steroids, the opposite team. When it comes down to the game, it's mono versus mono.
So you got to beat me.
You got to tackle me. You got to block me. You got to catch. You got to run. You got to do everything you got to do to win.
And you not.
So just because your whole team took steroids don't mean y'all going to win that game. You still got to stop niggas and be able to outrun. It don't make you run faster. It don't make you smarter. It don't make none of that. So I think when you say cheating in football, it's very, very, very tricky. Because it really ain't no cheating. It, just like I told my homeboy, on third and 14, if you had to guess, what do you think is going to happen?
It's going to be a pass.
Right. They know that. They know the sets that you do. They know the passes that you do from the sets that you own from watching film. Right. So they could guess pretty much sure, hey, this is going to be a pass and it's going to have to be more than 14 yards. Most likely. Otherwise, niggas, what's the point of it?
Right.
So in football, it's hard to cheat. Mano versus mano. If your man can't beat me, yo, man, if you can't beat me and I beat you, then we going to win, nigga. That's what happens. It's mano versus mano. So balls and knowing plays and signals and all that bullshit that y'all try to give Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, fuck all that. They beat niggas too many times for it to be that. If they had won once with the Deflategate and once with the calling, cool, you got an argument. But them niggas won six. And went to 10.
10. Went to 9, my bad.
No, they went to 10. Or did Brady only go to 10? So Brady went to 10. No, Brady went to 11 then,
Went to 10 because he went to Tampa.
No, how many he lost in New England? 3 or 4?
They lost 3. It's 9. 6 out of 9.
Oh, okay. That's what
they
won.
Yeah.
So he went to 9. A nigga that go to 9 Super Bowls.
9.
He cheating. Everybody need to see what the fuck that nigga doing. Now, what's your rebut to that?
As
a football player.
A flat ball matters, especially with me throwing the ball.
But it wasn't flat, nigga. You
No. I ain't saying flat. It's under regulations.
Right.
But if it's a little bit flatter, I'm going to use the word flatter,
mm-hmm.
or under air, whatever mm-hmm. football is, I can grip it and I can zip it harder.
I know, but do that make him catch it more?
Yes, better? Because now I can grip the ball.
But I'm talking about the receiver.
I'm talking about the receiver.
Oh, you're talking about
that makes it easier to catch. That's yes, I can catch it now.
You think
it's better because I think – in that Colts game, where they're talking about Gronk had his fucking spin around one hand catch with the ball.
That's the game before?
No. That game, they complained. The Colts complained about that flat ball. Tom threw a pick.
No, it wasn't the Colts. It was a different team.
No. It was the Colts. Trust me.
The Colts was the team they beat the next week.
No. It wasn't the Colts. No, the Colts the one complaining about the ball. It was somebody else they beat. It wasn't. No, the Colts the one complaining about the ball. Cause the linebacker Quadri, I forgot his damn name. He said the ball kind of flat. That's when it came up.
No, he gave it to the ref, nigga.
Right. because he got a pick.
He snitched though.
Right, he did. You
snitched.
And they start picking up. A flat ball matters. A flat turd ball, a deflated ball matters. You can throw it with more zip. You can catch it even if it's out of the catch range. Like, for real.
What you mean out of the catch range, nigga?
Just say you got to reach with one hand, but it's fully inflated and it come out your hand. But if it's flat, I can catch it.
Oh, okay.
Just like Odell make that. Let Odell make the catch, right?
I would agree with that.
That's all I'm saying about it. As far as going mano a mano, I'll give you props. So you're right on that. Because it's like, I don't care what you got over there. You do this, you do that. You got to beat me.
You got to beat.
You got to beat
across
me.
From you.
Nah, that's whatever. It's either you either get beat or it's a misassignment is why most of these plays work.
Right.
Right?
Or yeah, exactly.
Unless you just get ran over, then that's what it is. But if it comes, all games that close come out of one or two plays that somebody didn't execute correctly.
I agree.
And that's how most of the games are either lost or won.
That's facts.
A flat ball helps that.
I would agree with that, but you think my question is this. Do you think that they're the only team, just like you think Michigan?
Hell no. They just got caught.
So then somebody snitched. See, I don't like when niggas get caught and somebody snitched. That's different, because that ain't you really got caught. That's like when the woman, you told on us. She didn't catch me. She told because she was feeling in her feelings. That's what that nigga did. He did woman to woman, Karen White ass nigga or some shit. He's like, yo, this ball, like, yo, bruh, this ball got to be fat. That's woman to woman shit. That's just like your side chick see you and she get mad because you with your girl.
She brought me trousers, but I can't wear these motherfuckers.
So listen, I agree with you with the flat ball shit. That makes sense. So I'm not arguing that. I'm saying them niggas, I don't think they the only team that did that or tried to get away with that, but since they was the winningest team, niggas hated on them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Snitched.
You
fought
anyway.
That's what I think.
To get their ass.
Yeah,
it was the same thing with them filming the
plays.
Cleveland or Cincinnati or some shit like that?
Yeah, it was.
I forgot who it was.
It was one of the teams that his old coach come from.
Right.
The Jets, I think. I think it was the Jets with, what's his name? That used to be on ESPN. Damn, the coach. I forgot
Rex?
His name. He used to come from Bill. He was Bill's defense or offensive coordinator before. What was his name? He ain't been on there in a long time. But yeah, he was mad about that shit too. He's like, I don't even believe you did that to me, but hey, nigga's trying to win. Hey, Bill, shout out to you for trying to win. Fuck these other niggas. They was hating. Y'all can't do what we do. Y'all can't do it as good as we do it, so you tell on us. And that's some whole shit.
That's it. 702-551-5261 is the number, everybody.
Shout out to Bill for being so competitive. He was cheating. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's it.
That's funny. But, what's these playoff games? Oh,
I just got a text. Hold up.
Tell them motherfuckers to call.
Right. Call in.
The number is 702, because this is hot 702, motherfucker.
Hot 702.
551-5261. Do 5261.
Let's talk about the Kansas City real quick. I got a thing about that now.
Let's see that.
Man, because it's like, how come you can move the Buffalo game, but you can't move the Kansas City game?
Right. I agree.
They got the same storm, but if it ain't more terrible.
It looks more terrible.
Right. But you
move that shit to a Monday night double.
But because
it's
Patrick Mahomes, I mean, we giving favoritism, right? Did you think that's what that is?
Hey, all right. I got a question then. Shit. Are you saying, I got a question to you and the people who say these things. Are y'all saying that the NFL wants a half nigger, half white boy?
You have your favorites.
To win the Super Bowls most of the time.
He did.
I'm just asking. Is that what you think is going on?
I'm going to say this.
A half a nigger. His daddy is a nigger.
I don't think it matter what color he is.
Oh, see, that's where we disagree.
No, I don't think so. I think
ain't no other niggas.
I think coaches and franchise got something to do with that too. I think Andrew Reid got something to do with that. They want certain people to have excellence. You know what I'm saying? Just said, Patrick Mahomes, to you, he's the most talented quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? He's up there. I think Aaron Rodgers is to me. Actually, I think Peyton Manning is that guy. In his prime. That's just me.
Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers,
I don't
give a shit
about Dan Marino. Good way.
Talented.
A lot of yards, cool.
Talent, nigga. Throwing the ball.
Aaron Rodgers.
And Dan Marino and Patrick Mahomes, them the three niggas.
I hear you, but you got yours and I got mine.
If you put Peyton Manning on yours, my team whooping your team ass.
I don't just know
like
about that.
I'm going to tell you like that. I don't know about all that.
I don't
but
know
if
about
this
that.
Was your TV, this came whooping your ass.
I don't care what you talking about.
I don't care what you talking about.
But on TV.
All right, finish.
That's Peyton Manning whooping your ass right now.
Oh, damn. But, see, I don't think that they want a black man to look that good at quarterback. They never wanted a black man to be that good
Lamar,
at quarterback.
Lamar on pace.
Lamar?
Yeah, they don't this
like
year?
Lamar. He a nigga, though. He all nigga.
I ain't saying they don't like him, but it's like you can't hold – you can't kind of deny what the fuck is going on over there. You know what
I agree with that. Now, that ain't what I'm arguing. I'm arguing that are they putting – they're setting it up for Patrick Mahomes to be –
Do they
that type
basically
of
what you're saying? Do they have their
agenda?
The one that they like.
Exactly. I'm asking you.
Patrick Mahomes is that guy.
Do you think he's one of them?
Oh, he is the one.
Oh, well then shit. I ain't Hey, I'm rooting for niggas that's black or half black. Cause that means daddy black.
I really think Kansas City can go on a run.
It of course.
Like, it ain't like they scrubs. I mean, they just dropping the ball. They catch the ball, they can start winning.
Of course that. We but, already know that because them niggas, they already won.
Dude,
they
can't
been
count them out.
Balls in 2, 3, 5 years.
Like, I believe more in them than I believe in the Eagles right now.
For
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
No one could argue. If anybody argue with you, if anybody argue that.
What?
If anybody argue with you with that, they crazy. Super duper.
Call what it do.
What up, caller?
What's up, brother? I'm calling back, man. what you talk about with the black quarterback. So, you on some point with the how they want certain types of quarterbacks to look in the Super Bowl. So mm-hmm. I won't disagree with that whole space. But tonight's situation, I don't think it's more about the quarterbacks. I think it's just about money. Like, they're trying to tap into Peacock.
Right.
Exclusive only Peacock shown game.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cancel that and change that, okay. then you might lose that subscription of Peacock. That's revenue. That's a whole nother door that I think they're trying to open up to. Because the part of the game that I think we miss as black people, we think this is about black and white. And it partially is. But it's more about revenue.
It's about that money.
So, and that's what it's going to be at all day long. Okay, you move a Pittsburgh Steelers and a Buffalo Bills game from Sunday to Monday, that's a big deal. That's Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And they move that onto Monday, but you also got a stronger fan base in that because you got Pittsburgh Steelers and Buffalo Bills who've been great teams or whatever teams, but they got a strong financial backing.
Got it.
So they can make that type of move. That is not going to disrupt the NFL or anything else. But you move that Kansas City-Miami game that everybody's going to watch from Peacock on a Saturday night to another day. I think it's more about that than it is about trying to give favoritism to a certain quarterback or a certain team to get to the Super Bowl. I think just tonight's game is just that abnormality of finance.
Do you think that if they move the Kansas City game to tomorrow – and they still put it on Peacock, that would be a big difference, or to make such of a big difference, or no, or what? What are you saying? Because I don't. They could just move it to Sunday or Monday. Monday night, do a double header Monday, and pass the storm, and then
so
put it on Peacock.
The
still,
the advantage financially would be to have Patrick Mahomes in this situation. I think where I'm saying where you may disagree, and I can feel that too. Okay, you have another fan base of Swifties that are now watching NFL. Those are the ones that's going to subscribe into this Peacock situation, and then people that love the NFL as well that want to watch this game and whatever. But you think moving it to Sunday, you're saying they're not going to lose that subscriptions or those peoples and things of that nature, and you might be right. But it's more beneficial for them to lose a Saturday night game?
I mean, I think if the
Sunday game?
I think I would say, what was the reason why they moved the Pittsburgh-Buffalo game?
The storm.
The storm. So if it's a storm in Kansas City, that should be the same reason. And still keep it on Peacock.
But I'm saying, but them people still are going to go to – you got people that's traveling me to that thing. You think they're gonna stay for an extra day or two?
That shit.
Hey, I heard that. I heard that I heard, and I don't know. This might be cock sources that they were selling tickets to the Kansas City Chiefs game for $45 because nobody's going to that shit because of the storm.
I ain't spending my money.
So I wouldn't go into that shit. Ain't no way I would go into play Washington. But I think that, yeah, I see what you're saying, and you're right.
I don't see it as more trying to pose a certain kind of quarterback in the Super Bowl. I agree with you because that looks for optics, that looks better. But I think that plays into as it gets closer to the Super Bowl versus week one wild card. I think is we don't want to lose. We already moving, so let's keep it this way. We got this contract with Peacock. Like you see what they did with the Thursday night game. They had
Amazon
Prime.
Yeah.
Prime to, you know what I'm saying, receive a certain type of amount of game. And then they had a Thursday night game that they put on NBC. And then what they did, they put the Jets and they put the Dolphins on Black Friday.
That shit.
So you don't see the money play in these things?
I see the money play. But do you think, this is my last question. Do you think that the weather, because the weather, they put out a warning in Kansas City for the weather. So that, to me, it ain't safe for the players.
They probably fans.
Don't give a fuck. They don't get all the fans.
Everything that you're going to say, brother, I'm with you.
So that's why. So to me, that would be the move to move it and still keep it on Peacock for tomorrow. Or do a Monday night doubleheader, which is still, I think, because
what time would you change it to?
The early game Monday before the So like 1:30.
So check out. Wait. Yeah, so check this out. So tomorrow, the Cowboys play at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The Rams and the Lions play at 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
So they already had two for the day, two for tomorrow, one Monday. They moved the Buffalo game to Monday because you can do two slots now, mm-hmm. right?
Two.
So either if you do move the Kansas City game, somebody gonna have three games on a day. And somebody going to be playing late as hell or early as hell. Because you're going to show all three of them games. You ain't going to play them at the same time because it's playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say Monday.
So I think, that's three games on Monday now if you do that.
It's only two games on Monday.
No. It's two now. Because Bills moved to Monday. It was only one.
Hold on. So who played Monday?
The Bills. The Steelers and the Bills just moved. The Eagles and the Bucks play on Monday.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
They just moved the Steelers and the Bills to Monday. So now if you move Kansas City either way, Saturday or Sunday, it's three games.
Yeah. You're right. I get what you're saying now.
So they stuck.
They are kind of stuck.
They stuck.
Unless they move them to a Thursday.
That's a whole other week, though.
Thursday night, Chiefs and motherfucking.
And it's, you're right. It's sitting right here. It says Dolphins Chiefs on Peacock at 5:10 today.
Yep. So we got another caller?
We have another caller.
Yeah. Man, all right, brothers.
All right, bro.
Love you, boy.
Thank you for calling. Back.
Yo, love you.
Peace.
Caller, call back.
Call back. That nigga don't know how to work phones. That nigga was born in the 1900s.
Fucking iPhone. I don't like them shits.
Oh, yeah. Hey, all y'all got iPhones that are our fans, fuck y'all phones.
Everybody that team iPhone, y'all stupid. I'm going to say that shit out loud again. Y'all stupid.
Or y'all are followers and always worrying about a green bubble or some dumb shit.
It ain't even the best phone, but congratulations.
Y'all are followers.
702-551-5261.
But yeah, I didn't realize it was two games on Monday.
Yeah,
night,
they moved that game to Monday, so now it's two. So the Chiefs stuck today.
Yeah, they got to be
stuck. Well, you can't move today because they fucking.
Yeah, you can't move them.
Right.
You can't move
them. Not today.
I mean, you could, but where are you going to move them to?
You can't move them.
Yeah.
People at the game right now, tailgating.
Oh, they in that cold? I don't think they tailgating. If them people tailgating in that cold, they wild.
The Buffalo Bills, dude.
I want to see if it's some white boys. At the game.
With their shirt off?
That's what I want to see.
Only in Buffalo,
ain't gonna be
bro.
No black boys doing that.
Only in Buffalo.
We don't be in the cold with the motherfucking snow.
Let's go down this thing real quick. Getting close to the end.
Let's talk about the games. Let's do our predictions.
I'm going to get some news real quick. I'm going to talk about this. Ja Morant out for the season.
Ja, damn. You just got back.
Right. Kawhi Leonard, three-year, $152 million extension with the Clippers.
They gave that nigga money to miss more games.
Damn. The Lions.
Eric Spoelstra. Do Eric Spoelstra.
That's in the Lions. Don't want the fans wearing Stafford jerseys. We got to call her.
That's some holy
caller,
shit.
What it do?
Caller.
Man, what's up, man?
Big
this
Dre.
Is right now. Y'all know what it is, man. Come on, man.
I'm going for the Miami, nigga.
Weekend. I'm tired of sticking. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, man. Shout out to them Dolphins, man. What's happening, man?
Hey.
Oh, my God. Hey, hold up, man. Let me show y'all what type of energy I'm on. Fuck Belichick this morning. Fuck you. Fuck Belichick, Brady, the Patriots organization owner. Fuck him. I hope it all burned down. I hope it all burned down. Hey, I'm Team Beast. I'm Team Beast Mode. Pete Carroll. He out of there. He should have been gone. He should have been gone. Fuck him.
Hey.
If the Raiders don't hire, if the Raiders don't hire Antonio Pierce, they're racist. Fuck him. They better stop playing. Every other team in Vegas win the championships except for the Raiders.
Right.
Again, if LeBron them, if LeBron and Shaq bring an NBA team and they win the championship
before the Raiders,
y'all gonna be looking for another home. Y'all went from Oakland to Vegas. Y'all gonna be the Reno Perump Raiders. Y'all have to go.
They gonna go to Perump.
They gonna go to Perump.
Perump Raiders.
Man. What'd you think about your team? What'd you think about your team getting this cold ass 20 below snow, 65 miles an hour wind?
Man, it's crazy, bro. If you ever played in that cold, let me tell you something. See, they trying to negate. They trying to negate our speed.
That's exactly.
Our speed. But one thing, I agree. One thing about the Dolphins in that cold. One thing about that cold, if you ever played in it, is the more you move around, the better you are.
Yes.
So it might work out for the Dolphins. It's just that don't nobody want to tackle. Don't nobody want to tackle in that cold ass weather like that. You know what I'm saying? But once you get over that pain, you know what I'm saying? Once you after playing in it, at some point in time, your body just gonna go numb. You're not gonna feel nothing. You're not gonna feel anything. As far as catching the ball and throwing the ball, Tua, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL.
True.
Right? And if we got receivers, you know what I'm saying? Tyreek Hill, as many balls he catches, if you ever pay attention to Tyreek, he catches the ball with his body a lot.
Yes.
So that's going to shield, you know what I'm saying? If Tua can place the ball in the right places, that might work out for our benefit. We got a better running game. Kansas City ain't impressed ye at all. I don't know why everybody's hyping them up like they so impressive.
Because they Kansas City?
Mahomes, only one person.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes, only one person. If the most he going to do is he going to scramble. He going to try to do a lot of scrambling. He going to try to get out of the pocket, do a lot of scrambling. But, I mean, I hated that it's cold like that because the odds don't favor us for a team, you know what I'm saying, from Miami, Florida, to be going to some below zero weather in freaking Kansas City. Is it Kansas City? Do people live in trash? Trash-ass city ain't worth shit. They don't do nothing but make good barbecue.
Hey.
Fuck out of here.
No, they don't. The only thing good about Kansas City is Tech 9, nigga. Shout out to Tech 9.
Well, Kansas City, man, I'm here for it today. Hey, I'm here for it today, man. Hey, man, they pulled through that game away. He better bounce back. He point shaved last weekend. Throw the interceptions. That's your boy.
The mob paid him.
The great. That's your boy.
The mob paid him.
He threw the game away. So they better bounce back. Hey, you know, everybody talking about Patrick Mahomes and what kind of quarterback is this? Is, you know what I'm saying? The image of the NFL, hey, Tua been a stand-up guy. He a good guy. He a good story kind of guy. He a good, you know what I'm saying? Hey, do it for Nick. Do it for Nick.
Hey, I'm going with the Dolphins, nigga. I already bet on y'all, so y'all better not.
I like the Dolphins.
Hey, man, I'm standing on that today too, man. I think we got just as good a chance as anything. And I just think, man, our speed, they're going to try to limit our speed. But I just think, man, don't nobody want to tackle in that weather. Don't nobody in our offense is always moving parts.
I think it's most are
moving parts. I'm going to tell you like this. A lot of people, I'm going to tell you like this. It might end up being a shootout, like an offensive game. Because ain't nobody going to want to tackle. You don't want to wrap up, man. When that weather's cold like that, man, you can break a finger, anything, bro. You're not going to feel it. That pain going to kick in. And trust me, bro. My freshman year of high school, man, shout out to Pops, man. Hey, man, today my pop's birthday, man. Shout out to Big G.
Happy birthday, Pops.
You know what I'm saying? 60 plus, man. Big G, man. Hey, my man, Honey Grand, the nigga that started off, man, his birthday today, man. Shout out to G. You know what I'm saying? Pops had me in Denver, Colorado. George Washington High School. My freshman year. Bro, it gets so cold out there, bro. I'm telling you, it get cold in Denver, bro. We out there click-clacking it. Yeah, damn, that cold, that weather, boy, hey, it hit different.
Oh, yeah.
It really hit different, that cold.
Hey, this all we know. Before we go, this all you need to know. If y'all lose, I'm giving your ass the blues.
Doo-doo-doo.
Hurry up and choose, nigga.
First of all, lower your tone. Did y'all lose to the Cardinals this year?
No, we didn't. Get out of here. We didn't. That was the Cowgirls.
I'm a Cowboy and Eagles.
And Eagles.
Hey, check it out, bro. We got to end the show, my nigga.
We got to end the show. And you better hope the fucking Dolphins don't end in the
bring
snow.
Bring your ass to Aliante.
Hey, I'm up there today, man. I'm up there. Hey, I'm coming in. I'm in rare form, boy. I'm going to run out of shit talking shit. Hey, man, shout out to Undrafted All-Stars, man. It's always way bigger.
Bigger than sports,
man.
Baby.
Peace.
I love y'all, man.
Love you, too.
Keep doing your thing, man. Hey, Dolphins till I die, man. For
life. All right, bro.
It's always Joe Robbie to me, bitch. Yeah. I'm really about this shit. Made it day. 305 to